Students in the Belvedere School District will be in session Veterans Day. That's a change from previous decades. The district says students will pay tribute to veterans through classroom activities, assemblies, and visits from military personnel. VFW Post 1461 Commander Greg Kelm says, as a result, the group canceled its annual parade that day.
We were planning as usual for our parade. Why wouldn't we? We've had one every year. And about 15 days ago, one of the scoutmasters called me and he said, Greg, he said, the school is going to be in session on Veterans Day. And I said, oh, no, that can't be right. Let me call the school district and double check. I just thought maybe a wire had crossed. And I called the school and they said, no, yeah, we're having school Veterans Day. And I said, you are? And they're saying now that it would be better if the teachers would teach the students Veterans Day, you know, have school, have the students their Veterans Day. And it would be up to the teachers. You know, they've invited us, some of us, to the schools to talk, intermix with the students, which we have done in the past. But why we canceled the parade is because the school is in session, well, we lose our marching bands. We lose all our scout troops, which are tremendous. I mean, we have, you know, the Cubs, the Brownies, all the way through the Eagle Scouts that march in our parade. And so without the bands, without the scouts, without the students that come to the parade, we figured this year there would be no sense having a parade.
Why not have the best of both worlds and have the veterans integrate in the school curriculum and have a parade either the preceding or following weekend?
Well, we as veterans, those of us who have earned the title Veterans of Foreign War, feel we celebrate Veterans Day on Veterans Day. Now, with a little input from the school, which there was none. Now, I will take that a step further. If you think it's very important, we just celebrated Columbus Day. We had school off for Columbus Day. Don't you think it would be better if we had school in session on Columbus Day and let the teachers firsthand make sure all these kids learn about Columbus? And then we'll go to Good Friday. Maybe it's better if the schools are in session on Good Friday, and the teachers bring in all the different faiths.
So you're saying it's a slippery slope?
Yes, I am. It's a real slap in the face. Some Vietnam veterans were spit on when we returned back from Vietnam. I feel we were just spit on by the school district and the people that made this decision. I really, truly believe that. There are 660,000 people in the ground that gave their lives for all the freedoms and rights we enjoy today. They're gone.
Do you feel like the precedent has been set now where next year this is how it's going to be?
I hope not. I am I'm reaching out. Actually, I had a school board member, one of the new school board members, contact me yesterday, and we spoke at length about this situation. You know, how can we do it? Of course there's a solution. But when the powers that be to decide to make decisions that will affect a lot of people, we were just totally out of the loop.
A statement from the district says holding school on Veterans Day is not meant as a sign of disrespect. Rather, it was an opportunity to educate students on the significance of November 11th. The Post still plans to hold a memorial observance that day. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.